Oh, darling, come now. Don't be like that. Don't be all upset. I am sorry. Well, I'm not really sorry, but then again, would you want me to be?
Oh, you would.
Oh, you're really upset, aren't you? You're mad. You are a little bit pissed. Which is a very good look on you.
What? It is. It's a very fetching,
becoming look on you. Makes you all stern. And apparently stern superheroes are a thing for me. Who knew? Stop. Oh, I'm sorry. Really sorry. I didn't mean it. I was just being evil. A little bit twisted. I'm a supervillain. It's in my nature. Oh, darling, you know you're the only superhero for me.
I adore you.
I love you. I wasn't flirting. I wasn't flirting. I was just being evil. Darling, there's nothing flirtatious about being evil. Okay, there is, but only with you. With other superheroes, I am completely businesslike. Businesslike. I'm a supervillain. They're superheroes. It's just business. You don't believe me, do you? So. Oh, no. I hate this. I hate this. So I want to say I was just being evil. I really do. But I was kind of, maybe. Oh, this is so painful to say. I might have been acting out. Just a tiny little I know. I'm not the kind to act out. I'm not one of those supervillains. I'm not impulsive. I'm better than that. I am so much better than that. Only I'm not, because I acted out. You don't know how hard this is. And you really don't care. And I deserve it. I deserve every little bit of it. You should be annoyed. Because I... I knew falling in love with you would be complicated. I knew that I would have to be a grown-up. Only I'm not good at being a grown-up. It's not like this is my first relationship. It's not like you're the first person I've fallen in love with. Well, you are, so... You're the first person I've fallen in love with. It's, very new and very overwhelming. Quite honestly, it's messing me up a little bit. But you're not my first relationship. I know how to date someone. I know how to date someone when you have a secret identity. I know how to keep the two parts of my life very separate. Only with you, it's kind of impossible. It's kind of completely impossible to do. Because you're a superhero. And you met me as a supervillain. we started dating as a superhero and a supervillain. You didn't even learn my secret identity until our 13th date. And I'm the one that told you. You didn't ask. I told you. I really thought I was doing a good job of handling it. I thought I was being mature. A responsible adult. But apparently not. Because I am ridiculously in love with you. All of you. Superhero, secret identity. All of you. And that means drawing lines in the sand is difficult. The edges blur. Things become indistinct. You're a superhero, and you deal with supervillains every day. And you deal with the top tier supervillains because you are a really good hero. A ridiculously good hero. And that... that does it for me. It shouldn't. But it does. I am so proud of you. Every scheme that you fought... oh, I light up. Which is awkward. But I love you. So I'm always going to be on your side. And I thought I was handling it. Only. Apparently, I get jealous. Who knew? I didn't. I had no idea. I've never been jealous before. I mean, why would I? I'm a supervillain. I'm confident. I'm... sexy. I'm very, very in love with you. And I get jealous. And it's so ridiculous. It's so completely ridiculous because I'm a supervillain. I'm a supervillain. But I can't help it. I can't help it because I'm really in love with you. I'm really bad at relationships when I'm in love with someone because I've never been in love before, and this is not what I expected. Maybe I acted out to get your attention. I know. It's so low tier. I mean, who does that? Who does that? I do that. I do that. Because I was jealous. Because you were being a fantastic superhero and, you know. Bum. Ugh. I was flirting. Just a little, but it's not all my fault. It was my fault. But really it was the Honey Vixen's fault because she is very familiar with you. Very, very, very familiar. And I'm almost certain that her outfit's gotten a little bit tighter. You wouldn't have thought it was possible, and I sound jealous because I am jealous. I am so jealous, and it is excruciating because I've never been jealous. So I decided to do the mature thing, and I decided to act out. Of course, I rationalized it that I was just being evil, but... I'm better than that. I'm so much better than that. It's just... I'm sorry. Then I came here and I tried to play everything off as just being a little bit cute, and it was a little cute. You have to admit, it was a little tiny, tiny bit cute. I'm jealous. I am jealous. And it's very new. And I don't like it. I know I don't have anything to worry about. I mean... I'm a bit... insecure. Tiny bit. I know I put on a good show. I'm the bloody heart. But underneath it all, underneath the black leather, which is much nicer than the Honey Vixens, by the way. Much better quality. Far more expensive. Not that I'm saying she's cheap. I sound very catty. Jealous. But underneath the confidence and the sultriness and the playfulness, I'm a little insecure. When I would date, it was always my secret identity. Ordinary, boring, sweet. No one ever saw the whole picture. No one ever got the full package, and well, I gave it to you gift wrapped with a bow and balloons. And you're really fantastic, beyond amazing. And I don't mean your powers or your ranking as the number one superhero in the world, although that is so well deserved. I mean you, as a person. You're amazing, and I'm just a bit worried that, well, one day you might realize that I'm not amazing. That, you're seriously out of my league. And when I saw the Honey Vixen being all vixenish, I, yeah. So, you know how supervillains love to talk and to monologue? Well, it turns out I need to do that more. I need to talk about my feelings. I really love you. And I'm going to mess up. I'm really, really, really going to mess up. It's just, this is very new and it's very overwhelming and I'm a bit scared. You're amazing. And I'm sorry I'm just sorry. You don't have to say that about the Honey Vixen. I mean, it's nice to hear. Because, she's a really, really great villain. I mean, she is duplicitous. She is sneaky. But she's not me. You do know that you don't have to say that, right? You don't have to say that. I mean, I really, really appreciate you saying that, but you don't have to say that. Are we all right? You sure? You know I'm going to mess up, right? Again, I will, because, this is really out of my comfort zone. Are you sure you want to be here for that? There's nowhere else you'd rather be. See, this is why I am so ridiculously in love with you. I'm falling ever deeper. Every day. Every hour. Maybe every second. I love you. You are my superhero. And I don't mean that in a nemesis kind of way, because this is more than that. You are my superhero and I am your supervillain. All of me. I love you. I really, really do.